One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to That's Not COVID. This is Harper from the podcast Radaloid, here with something to help you pass the time during COVID-19. Today I'll be taking a break from talking about niche music to talk about another niche interest of mine, cryptozoology. For those unaware, a cryptid is an animal whose existence cannot be substantiated, relying mostly that we believe in vague eyewitness accounts. You have most likely heard of one before. Think of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. Diving down rabbit holes to find out more about these bizarre beasts is a great distraction. There are plenty to learn about and plenty of resources online, including YouTube and other podcasts, but I'll let you do your own research there. Believe it or not, tales of cryptids can still be entertaining, even when taken with a pinch of salt. To get you started, I've dipped into my own vault in order to take a look at the Michigan Dogman. There are many reports of canine men throughout America, especially on long, empty stretches of road. A lot of cryptids like to hang out in these areas, actually. But we will stick to the Michigan Lake area for now. It was 10 years later, in 97, when a farmer near Buckley was found. Slumped over his plow, his heart had stopped. There was dog tracks all around. Stephen Cook was a disc jockey. And when he was writing the legend, he gathered folk tales, as well as stories from other, more well-known cryptids, like the Jersey Devil and Bigfoot. Cook then tied them all together under the name The Dogman to help create his song. However, the sightings documented in Cook's song are not the only ones. After the song was played as an April Fool's treat on WTCM-FM, many people called into the radio station with their own tales. They would now have a name for what they had seen. It was the Dogman. For Cook, this had not been his intention. It had purely been an April Fool's joke, conjured by his imagination, as he said, inspired by these mysteries. "I had never heard of anything called the Dogman before I wrote this song," said Cook in an article from the ever-helpful Huffington Post. Cook also said that during the 80s, he had spoken with an elder from the Ottawa Chippewa tribe, who thought that perhaps the Dogman was in fact multiple dogmen, and that these dogmen were once part of a shape-shifting tribe that had become trapped in their wolf-like form, sometimes known as skinwalkers. In Cook's song, he said that the Dogman appeared every 10 years, on a year ending in the number 7. Oddly specific, and it appears that many other encounters reported happened outside of these times. Encounters with the Dogman say that it makes a terrible howl, a combination of a human scream and something more animalistic. Despite being large and hairy, witnesses say the beast could not possibly be a bear, for its forelimbs, or arms, are too long and its ears were pointed. But how could a dog stand like a man? What has happened in nature for this to occur? For many domestic dogs, standing or walking upright for prolonged periods can be quite harmful. One can train their dog to walk on their hind legs, but it will put unnecessary pressure and strain on the ligaments and joints, which can lead to tearing. This is not something natural for a dog to do. But what about wolves, more known for being in these areas? While wolves generally have longer legs, it is reasonable to assume that too much time spent on their back ones will lead to similar issues that a domestic dog would have, and for the reason it is probably not a very natural thing for them to do either. Still, I did happen across an article on the National Cryptid Society site that featured a rather unnerving image of a wolf walking across a road at night on its hind legs. It had its front feet curled up and its gait was unnaturally wide. However, there is a lot of uncertainty regarding the legitimacy of this photo, and nothing could be confirmed. But getting back to the Dogman, its size was described as being 7 feet, which is actually an achievable size for the tundra wolf. So they're backing the Dogman there. All told, however, it should be no surprise that there is very little evidence supporting this creature's existence. But what this creature lacks in physical presence, it makes up for in its ability to capture people's interest. Like many cryptids, its existence would validate the more cautious part of our brains. That part that proposes, maybe there is something hiding in the dark. Maybe you shouldn't just ignore that strange noise you heard. This is why the Michigan Dogman has his own place in Vault 19, along with many other cryptids. If given the chance, I would be more than happy to share them with you. So thanks for joining us for That's Not COVID. We're going to keep bringing you your favorite distractions as long as you need them. If you have a suggestion, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or online at www.thatsnotcanon.com. Once again, I'm Harper from Radaloid, and you can find more from me and my co-host at radaloid.tumblr.com and at LloydRate on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
That was just another That's Not COVID episode. That's Not COVID is a production of the That's Not Canon Podcast Network. That's Not Canon is a community of podcasters committing to giving new podcasters a platform to share their voices and have some fun. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can find many more like it at thatsnotcanon.com. And if you'd like to support us and what we do, you can become a patron at patreon.com/thatsnotcanon. Until next time, stay safe, wash your hands, and look out for each other.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.